With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Homeless people in Kalispell say they could freeze to death on the streets this winter after city officials closed a warming shelter. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the shelter is suing the city to reopen before the snow flies.
Today we are serving turkey wraps.
At the Salvation Army in Kalispell, staff serve food to anyone who walks through the door. Mae Dutton fills her plate with a wrap and a piece of cake. She struggles to carry her lunch to the cafeteria table as one arm is in a sling from a recent accident. That's prevented her from finding work or permanent housing.
Because we're living in a vehicle right now and just need it. Food, you know, when you can get it.
Dutton has struggled with housing for years, and skyrocketing housing costs have made that worse. She planned to sleep at the Flathead Warming Center October 10th, but before that could happen, the shelter's doors were closed. The city council revoked its permit to operate. Neighbors and businesses complained the shelter increased homelessness and crime in the area. Sitting next to Dutton is her partner, Teddy Gettig. He says they've thought about leaving town for Missoula, but he knows shelters there are overwhelmed. He says the plan for now is to stay put.
I mean, fortunately, I have a vehicle, but even we know how Montana winters can be. If we have a hard one, it's going to be hard to survive, so I'm just...
In the parking lot of the Flathead Warming Center, director Tanya Horn announced the shelter's suit against the city. She acknowledged the impact of homelessness in the neighborhood, but says housing is unobtainable for low-income people. Montana has the fastest growing homeless population in the country, according to federal data.
The need has increased. That's very true. But if you think that is because of the warming center, then you don't know us, and you don't know the people that we serve.
The shelter is asking a federal court in Missoula to allow it to stay open while the case over its permit plays out. A decision on that could come this week. Horn partnered with the Institute for Justice, a national law firm that seeks out cases it thinks can set national precedent. Jeff Rose is one of the attorneys on the case.
This case is the new frontier post Grants Pass, a case that said cities can criminalize sleeping on public property.
Rose argues the city council didn't follow a set process to revoke the shelter's permit and that it arbitrarily treated the shelter differently than other private property owners because it serves homeless people. He says that violates the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protections Clause, which the city disputes. Rose says the Institute for Justice is litigating cases like these in hopes of making it before the U.S. Supreme Court. He pointed to a similar case the Institute won in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The city tried to prevent a shelter from opening despite meeting zoning requirements. The court sided with the shelter. He expects the same outcome here.
And the city of Kalispell took away their right to shelter the homeless, even though the warming center never broke the law. And if the city of Kalispell can do that, then it's open season on the homeless everywhere across the country.
The city of Kalispell declined to comment on the case. In court documents, the city argued that its process to revoke the permit abided by state law. Other homeless service providers in Kalispell are thinking about ways they can help. Another shelter that provides longer-term stays will open more space. But nowhere in town has room to house everyone who slept at the warming center, and nowhere else has such a low barrier for entry. The uncertainty of getting one of those warm beds is weighing on Mae Dutton.
I just hope that they can stay open and help people because so many people are going to be suffering.
Dutton and her partner say an answer can't come soon enough, as they already struggle to stay warm as the nighttime lows start to dip into the 30s. In Kalispell, I'm Aaron Bolton.
This is Montana Public Radio News.